Hey, this is Tony from EchoStream, and you're listening to Radio DMG Pocket Edition.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, to Radio DMG Pocket Edition. I am your host, Philip Wesley, and our sponsors this half hour, or sorry, this 5 minutes, are non-existent. We should set something up. You should sponsor us. But let's go ahead and get into the worst Anon-Descon. The only really negative thing I would say about it this year was the fact that Wendy's was the only restaurant that was kind of closed. And we got kind of sick of Wendy's. But the good thing was we didn't have to eat at Wendy's if we didn't want, because we didn't stay at the hotel. We actually drove back and forth from the office to get there. We'd leave in the night, come back in the morning. The second day that we were there, though, something happened. I would say the worst stuff from Non-Descon this year did not happen to us. It happened to other people. We heard about one of the decorations from their balcony contest falling down and floating into the food court area and landing on somebody. But it's paper. Probably more scared them than anything else. I heard about that. But this thing that happened, we were involved in. We were on our way back to the car for the evening. And I saw a guy passed out in the lawn in a Trigun costume. He was Vash from Trigun. So I go over there. I'm like, hey, wake up. Because he looked kind of weird. His legs were all like bent under him and stuff. And went over there, poked him a little bit. Guy kind of staggered awake. Just like covered in vomit. He had his tie tied up around his head. Guy must have gotten into some type of drinking thing with his friends, and then, like complete assholes, they left him there to vomit on himself and stuff. So we went and got the emergency medical team over there at Non-Descon, and we got them and the security to come over, and they took a look at him, turned him over onto his side, cleaned him up a little bit. Poor guy was like some type of a zombie out of Left 4 Dead or whatnot. Barfing all over himself. That was kind of a little gross, but turns out we find out what happened to him the next day. He got carted off to jail because, one, public drunkenness. He was of age, just wasn't drinking responsibly. So, that guy had the worst experience at Non-Descon this year. Because, one, he drank like an idiot. Two, he drank like an idiot in public. Three, he got caught. And woke up in jail instead of at the anime convention. So if you're going to drink at these conventions, which I actually suggest that you do so responsibly. Know your limit. The altitude up here in Denver has a tendency to mess with people, and they may drink more than they may be able to drink more at lower altitudes, but the higher altitude will mess up your system. Don't do it. That's my suggestion. Lest you wake up in jail like that poor, poor soul. So, yeah, that was the worst thing in Non-Descon. And also, make sure that your roommates aren't assholes. We ran into a young lady at the coffee shop who was relegating the story about how these people who were supposed to help her pay for half of the hotel room decided to skip out at the last minute and foot her with the bill. Which, we've had problems with the hotel room stuff at, like, Akon and such, and that's not pleasant. Like, this last Akon, we drove down there. We drove hours down there, and we didn't even get a bed the first night. The second night. And really, if you've got a 8 to 9 hour drive ahead of you, you want a bed. And then, the people have the audacity to complain about it, about the fact that they, who didn't drive, didn't get a bed the second night? That was terrible. But that's another story, and I could go into a whole podcast on that, and it wouldn't be pleasant. But that bad karma aside, we're just going to go ahead and go into the outtakes part of our coverage. So look forward to it.